Clap, clap, clap.
Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and Community Soup Night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Richard Goldstein in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for March the 6th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump began racking up early wins as states across the country held Super Tuesday elections, moving them closer to a historic rematch, despite a lack of enthusiasm from many voters. That for the Associated Press. Super Tuesday features elections in 16 states and one territory, from Alaska to California to Vermont and Virginia. Biden and Trump won Maine, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Biden also won the Democratic primaries in Massachusetts, Vermont, and Iowa. A federal court has banned the use of a highly controversial but popular pesticide in the Midwest. Advocates for sustainable agriculture say the ruling is long overdue.
The Environmental Protection Agency first approved dicamba in 2017 for spraying on genetically modified corn and soybean crops. But dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it winds up. George Naylor, an organic farmer in Sherdan, Iowa, farmed corn and soybeans conventionally for 40 years until he noticed the unintended effects dicamba was having on his crops.
I used to use dicamba. I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
While banning future dicamba production, the ruling does allow farmers to apply the pesticide labeled with dates prior to the court's action. I'm Mark Moran.
And opportunities for good-paying jobs exist in rural areas across Washington and the rest of the country, despite myths that these places have been hollowed out in recent decades. Arek Tegedoff has more.
That's according to a new report that found rural Americans had a 50% chance of working a good-paying job, compared with 54% in urban areas. Martin Vanderwerf is with Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce, which conducted the research. He says there are recent troubling trends for rural America, including aging and shrinking populations and a high number of people not in the labor market.
On the other hand, a lot of development could take place in rural areas, and we as a country simply can't afford to just say, we're not going to really regard these rural areas. We all should be doing a lot more for rural areas, just as much as we're doing for urban areas.
The report found racial and gender gaps in employment are higher in rural areas. However, it also found outliers. In Washington State, for instance, Native Americans have a higher likelihood for a good-paying job in the north-central part of the state. And Black Washingtonians had a much higher likelihood of finding good-paying work in the San Juan Islands.
This is Public News Service. In the first experiment of its kind, Purdue University researchers treated canines diagnosed with cancer using chemotherapy to see if their response could lead to future treatment for human cancer patients.
Chemoresistance, a patient's adverse reaction to chemotherapy, can lessen remission and survival time. Oncologist Dr. Michael Childress at Purdue University's College of Veterinary Medicine says the dogs were chosen because they had diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. This condition mimics the cancer phenotypes or traits that would be needed when treating human cancer patients.
Every dog's cancer is a little bit different from every other's, and that's what makes dogs an especially valuable research model when you're trying to develop a technology that predicts which individuals' cancers are going to respond to chemotherapy and which are not.
I'm Terry D. reporting.
New forms of renewable energy are emerging within the agricultural sector, but a California initiative is raising concerns about the role of factory farms.
Emission standards under review in California set pathways for the purchase of tax credits from South Dakota and other states to offset diesel emissions in the Golden State. Producers in the Midwest are asked to set up anaerobic digesters, which pull methane from livestock manure and convert it into cleaner fuel. Stacy Roberts with Dakota Rural Action says it looks good on paper, but there's a side effect causing alarm.
But in reality, it's spurring the growth of these operations rather than getting at the core of the problem of the overabundance of animals in confined areas.
She worries about an influx of larger dairy operations in South Dakota. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Shantia Hudson lets us know Super Tuesday was just another day for tens of thousands of people who can't vote because of past felony convictions. But in Alabama, state lawmakers could change that this session.
Faith in Action Alabama is among the groups pushing for the passage of three bills that each focus on an aspect of the voting rights restoration process. Senate Bill 174 would require the state to let people know when their voting rights have been restored. SB 178 would eliminate the certificate of eligibility to vote requirement. And J. Gregory Clark with Faith in Action Alabama says Senate Bill 179 would remove some crimes from the list that now disqualify people from voting.
We don't believe that crimes of poverty or property crimes belong in the category of offenses that will cause someone to lose their right to vote. So we're asking through Senate Bill 179 that some of those crimes be eliminated. Obviously, the weightier crimes, murder, rape, child abuse, would still permanently disqualify someone.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you. With me, the ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees and the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. Same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
Uno,
dos, dos,
tres, tres,
cuá, cuá,
cuá, cuá, cuá, cuatro. Pero no estamos patos.
No estamos, pero aquí estamos con el cuatro.
Sí.
Ajá, ¿qué me cuenta?
Oh,
¿de qué se
what's
trata?
Up?
Oh, sí. ¿De qué estamos? ¿De qué vamos a hablar?
Maybe first introduce.
A ver.
¿Me?
¿Usted la jefa?
Oh, no.
No.
Y, pero yo pienso que es un cooperativo.
A ver.
Sí. Usted. Somos las brujas bilingües.
Oh, sí, aquí estamos otra vez.
Sí,
las brujas.
My computer is barely hanging on.
Ajá, seguimos
sorry
con
for
computers
the
viejas.
Sí.
Sí, aquí estamos. Todavía funcionan un poco, pero ya. Dando las últimas.
Yeah, if anyone has a special spell or knows how to
Y ya va a ser su cumpleaños también.
Sí.
Si alguien gusta.
Right. I'll take presents. I'll take computer presents para mi birthday.
Para su cumpleaños.
Yo pienso que cuando esta is afuera, it'll be my birthday.
Oh, sí.
Sí.
Bueno, vamos a ver quién se reporta.
If it's miércoles, hoy, then sabemos que...
¿Qué va a pasar?
Ya. Yeah.
Bueno, esperemos si tenga buenas noticias con las computadoras nuevas.
Sí. Y yo estoy la pelirroja, peligrosa, picosa.
Pecosa.
Pecosa, pecosita.
Pecosita, ajá. ¿Y más? Picosita, pecosita.
Me gusta pollo.
Oh, le gusta el pollo. Si sí, también si alguien quiere traerle aquí una pupusa de pollo, pupusa
Yum
de pollo, por favor. Esos que cocinan pupusas.
Oh, it's para los pez.
Para
pupusa
los pez. Pupusa de pollo.
Pupusa de pollo.
Tres pez en una cosa. Ajá.
Es nueva.
Es nueva P. Y seguimos con las pez.
Sí.
Ajá.
¿Y what letter does your...
La
¿qué letra es su favorita?
¿La mía o la suya?
Well, isn't mine P?
La P. Ajá, la P. Para
y,
usted.
¿En you?
Yo no tengo.
¿No?
No.
¿La mexicanta?
La mexicanta. Ah, sí. Yo solamente es la M.
La M.
Ajá, ¿la M de qué?
What are your initials?
M.
M.
G.
G.
M.
M. MGM.
MGM. Sí.
Es las... como las películas.
Yo soy grande.
Oh, es como... también Marilyn Monroe tiene los M's. ¿Sabe?
¿O también?
¿Sabe ella?
Sí, cómo no. Es una bonita,
sí,
guapa. Uh-huh.
Maybe if you dyed your hair blonde.
Sí.
Y un
o
poco
también
pintura aquí.
¿Bigotillo?
She, no.
¿Lunar?
Like a lunar is a beauty mark.
Yo pienso.
Sí, una moon.
Sí.
Sí.
Lunar.
Oh, that's cute.
Uh-huh. Seguimos con la música que no quiere funcionar. I know, de repente it's okay. Funciona, de repente no, pero estamos bien.
Sí, so, sí. Mm-hmm. Vamos con nuestra pregunta. Tenemos pregunta para todas.
Todas estas bonitas preguntas para que se reporte la gente.
Yeah, we're curious.
Ajá, entonces, usted diga qué es la pregunta. Y...
I thought you were going to do it.
¿Yo?
Sí.
Bueno, tenemos las preguntas que es la pregunta que qué prefiere usted, ¿verdad?
Sí, qué prefiere, qué quiere.
Ajá, qué
maybe
quiere.
Maybe tiene historias de
o qué
esta,
tiene.
Ajá, qué también.
Tiene, puede tener un amor prohibido. O amor
de su vida.
O el amor de su vida. Entonces hay gentes que dicen que tienen muchos amores prohibidos y otras están conformes con el amor de su vida. Entonces, ¿usted qué tiene?
¿Qué es con
conformes?
Like ajá. They're conforming?
Ajá.
Oh, están, that they're normal.
Están, sí, normal okay. Con el amor ya. Esas ya encontraron el amor de su vida.
O amor prohibida.
O el amor prohibido. ¿Usted qué tiene?
Yo ahora yo tengo...
un poquito de cada cosa.
Yeah. No tengo mucho, unfortunately.
Bueno.
Pero tengo ganas.
¿Otra vez?
Para una...
otra noche, otra... Bueno, si
¿y
alguien...
usted qué tiene?
¿Yo qué tengo? Buena pregunta. Pero usted, ¿qué? Tengo que pensar un ratito y ahorita le digo.
Ok. Interesting.
Oh, interesante.
Esta
sí.
Es interesante.
Ajá, pero si usted también tiene de... ¿Cuántos años a cuántos estamos buscando para usted?
What do you mean? Like the percentage?
Mm-hmm.
What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5%. No, I think a lot more people... have una amor prohibido.
Ajá,
like que,
yo pienso que
that there's more secrets than we think.
Como unos 40.
40?
Creo que 40%.
40% ay. Amor ajá. Prohibido.
Sí.
60% amor de su vida.
Sí. Entonces, está bueno eso porque sí, ahorita a ver quién se reporta.
I know. So, maybe should I...
Mm-hmm.
Voy a... traducir esta en inglés o
a
no?
Ver si sí, tradúzcalo a ver, qué, a ver
sí,
si se reportan
let's,
en inglés
let's translate because mm-hmm. Hablamos mucho
sí, hablamos mucho
español. We are wondering about everyone's amor prohibido prohibit lo, what is it prohibido
mm-hmm. Pues algo así
yeah a la, a secret love, a prohibited love. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Or maybe you have a amor de su vida, love of your life.
Oh, el amor de su vida.
And yeah, we want to hear maybe
uh-huh.
If you have a story, a secret.
Oh, sí.
Maybe a song for
sí,
your amor prohibido o amor de su vida puede llamar.
Uh-huh.
You can call in.
Mm-hmm.
Y este número es 518-212-7509.
Mm-hmm.
If you
repórtese.
If you wanna
si
call
quiere,
in.
Ajá, si quiere opinar, ¿qué tiene?
Mm-hmm.
Vamos a ver si están el porciento de los amores prohibidos
mm-hmm.
O de los amores de la vida.
Sí, y también tenemos, well, at least tenemos canciones de los dos.
Mm-hmm. Tenemos
you, for inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Para que se inspiren, ahorita se inspiren esos que están con los amores prohibidos. Escuchan la canción y que se animen, ¿verdad? Entonces,
which
vamos
one
a
you
ver.
Want to, which one should we do first?
¿Cuál está?
Okay.
¿Cuál está?
Vámonos. Para nosotros, ¿amor de su vida o amor prohibida?
Amor de su vida.
Sí, that was that's what I was thinking too.
Okay, vamos
amor
con
de su
el
vida.
Amor de su vida.
Okay, vámonos.
Escuche esta
las brujas
canción.
Quieren amores de
la
nuestras
vida.
Vidas.
Amor, amor, amor.
Amor, amor sote.
Qué bonito es el amor.
Sí.
Ajá.
So esta canción es el amor de mi vida. de Los Ángeles Azules y María Becerra.
María Becerra. Si usted es María Becerra, qué bonito canta María Becerra y con Los Ángeles Azules.
Sí, vámonos ya.
Vamos a bailar.
Okay.
Esta bonita cumbia. Cumbia.
Decirte si no lo sabías que quiero hacerte el amor, pero el amor de mi vida.
Los Ángeles Azules y María Becerra.
Llevaba mucho tiempo atrapada en una nube gris y de pronto llega con más luces que París. Quieres esos de mis días que me abrigan esas noches frías. Tú sabes que yo no sé mentir, tengo ganas de hacerte el amor, pero el amor de mi vida. Vámonos lejos de aquí, ay papi dime que sí, que ya yo estoy lista para amarte.
Es super fun.
Preciosa.
Sí, preciosa
canción. Otro éxito para Los Ángeles Azules.
¿Qué es éxito?
Éxito.
¿Éxito?
Sí.
What is it?
¿No sabe?
Uh-uh.
¿Cómo no vas a ver éxito?
Éxito. Ajá. ¿Es como punto?
Como muchos puntos.
Muchos puntos. Los Ángeles.
Los Ángeles desde Iztapalapa para el mundo. Los Ángeles Azules.
Y esta es Amor de mi Vida.
Yo sé, y sí es.
Pero sí es.
Sí,
yeah,
es.
I like that song
sí,
a lot.
Me encantó.
Pero tenemos también una really good canción.
¿Otra?
También para
¿también?
Amor Prohibido.
Bueno, pues escuchamos a ver cuál gana también, a ver
sí.
Cuál.
Do you want to introduce this one?
Ajá.
Because I know that you know it.
Sí, esta bonita canción es Amor Prohibido.
Sí.
Ajá, de Selena.
Uf.
Selena Quintanilla, de los noventas.
Sí.
También.
Mm-hmm. Este es bien para Amor Prohibido. Y tú dices que ella tiene... That didn't she have Amor Prohibido?
Ella estaba casada.
But her dad didn't like her husband or something?
Eso decían.
A mí no me creían.
Okay, you don't want to gossip, I guess.
Las historias de Selena se dice, pero okay. No sabemos.
Pero la canción es...
La canción dice buena. Todo.
Sí.
La canción dice todo y...
Okay, vamos a escuchar.
Vamos a escuchar esta bonita rolononona.
Okidoki.
Okidoki smoky.
Muy bonita canción.
Bonitas. Las dos canciones que pusimos están bonitas.
Yeah, I liked the... Los dos.
Los dos ritmos.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Es amor de mi vida y amor prohibida.
Amor de su vida y amor prohibido.
Which one? Which one are you going to choose?
¿Cuál escogeré?
Which one? ¿Quién o qué gana?
¿Quién gana?
Or yeah, ¿quién gana? I guess for those songs. ¿Y cuál gana de estos temas?
Por ahorita, a mí me ganó la del amor prohibido.
You changed.
La otra.
No, amor de mi vida. No, amor ahí prohibida.
Ahí están
las dos. Singing.
Ajá.
You're singing.
Sí. Pero la otra porque es nueva y no me la sé. Pero está bonita también.
Sí.
Entonces.
Oh, también yo tengo una canción. I found it yesterday.
¿Cuál es?
Se llama Amor de Siempre.
A ver, un pedacito.
¿Un pedacito?
Sí.
Okidoki.
Poquito.
Ok, vámonos.
¿Quién la canta?
Se llama Cuco.
¡Cuco! Amor de siempre, Cuco.
Amor de siempre. Okay, vamos
pues a mirar. Un poquito de amor de siempre. A ver qué tal es mi amigota.
You like it?
Sí, se oye como que anda bien este, bien sí.
It's relaxed.
Bien al 100%.
Yeah?
Sí, porque la voz.
Este es Cuco.
Ese es Cuco con Quiero ver esa sonrisa.
Este es Amor de Siempre.
Bueno, ese es Amor de Siempre.
So, sí, I guess there's three choices ahora.
Oh, Amor de Siempre, Amor para la otra, vamos a escoger Amor para Siempre. O
sí. Or maybe ahí. Con, maybe hasta, this is how it goes. Doesn't matter amor prohibida o amor de su vida. Yo pienso que siempre piensa a esta. Y esta es amor de siempre.
Ok, amor de siempre.
Sí, es su experiencia y su historia.
Ajá, amor de siempre, pues.
Sí. Sí, ok.
Ok,
yo pienso que seguimos.
Dejamos a esta mujer suspirando por
que
su amor.
Suspirando.
¿Cómo?
Dreaming.
También con el amor de su vida y el amor para siempre. Y esta nueva, ¿cuál es esta?
No, esta es la amor de siempre y Selena es amor prohibido.
¿Y la otra?
Y Los Ángeles Azules son amor de mi vida. Bueno. Con María Becerra.
Bueno, vámonos. Este, muchas gracias por estas canciones tan preciosas.
Sí.
Y siga llamando, dejando sus mensajes.
Absolutely.
Para saber en qué pensó la gente, de qué amor quiere.
Yeah.
¿A cuál número pueden llamar?
Oh.
Después del pitido.
Absolutely. Yeah, wait for the beep.
Ajá.
Pitido. Mm-hmm. And then. Deja su mensaje, leave us a message.
Uh-huh.
The number is 518-212-7509.
Ajá, uh-huh. El número
en
es...
¿En español?
518-212-7509. Deje su mensaje para el amor prohibido, amor para siempre o amor de su vida.
Sí. Tell them las a brujas ver. Sent you.
Ajá, uh-huh. Y diga por favor a las brujas bilingües este mensaje.
Sí.
Muchas gracias por escucharnos. Sí.
Sí. Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta, baby.
Baby.
Juraste amarme.
Siempre veía a los contentos y más que nada a los enamorados. Jamás pensé que un día me harías uno de ellos. Y ahora estamos aquí.
From the 2022 album Success, here is new music from Oneida. The song is called I Want to Hold Your Electric Hand on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yeah.
So I'm Tom Rowe here in Catskill today and talking with John Culpitz or Kid Millions from Oneida, who is coming to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on March 8th with Sky Furrows and Spreaders, which should be a great show. Thank you for joining us today, John.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thank you so much.
So what is going on with Oneida these days?
Well, we just finished and submitted our next album, which is coming out in July. But aside from that, we're just trying to play as much as we can as usual. I mean, this is our 27th year as a band. You were there in the start. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but
Just so you, did you start in 1997?
Yes.
Oh, so that is exactly the same year that Free 103.9 started.
It makes sense. I mean, because I feel like when we were starting out in and playing shows, like the warehouse shows, I always felt like I wanted something extra, like not just a show. And I always thought of you first. I was like, I really want to have Free 103 like broadcasting this warehouse show as well. So I think that was how we started, though I don't remember how you and I met, but anyway.
I'm sure it was probably just at one of those shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because
totally.
I think I have you on a like a list of 10 people or groups that like attended more shows there than anyone else. I think TV on the Radio guys were always there.
Mm.
Daniel Carter played more shows than anyone else.
Uh-huh, for sure.
Because he played with everyone.
Absolutely.
And then there were some other people that were always there. But so I'm sure that, so for people listening, Wave Farm, before it was Wave Farm, was called Free 103.9. It was a pirate radio station in Brooklyn and a space in Brooklyn. And we lent out our transmitter to other places because we did that. I remember one of the shows, I tell this story all the time of that show. You had that building, the big giant white building on
yes.
Kent. And
Heavy Cultural Authority was, I guess, what we were calling it at the time.
So you guys had some show and we broadcast it from there once.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because we had to set up the transmitter on the roof. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had to go to Radio Shack in Greenpoint to buy extra RCA cable to run the audio. And then I hooked up this giant RCA chain from the roof down the side of the building and then through the building because wherever we came in, it was far away from wherever the performance
God, yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like...
Did you drill holes?
I don't think we drilled any holes.
Okay.
We went a long way on the outside. And so
yes,
I set up the longest RCA cable that I've ever set up in my life and then it tested it and it didn't work. And then I had to go through every single cable over and over again on the chain to figure out which one was the bad one. And it turned out it was the ones that I just bought from Radio Shack, which, of course, yeah. was the ones that I tested last because...
Yeah, they're brand new, right.
But it was like this 2 or 3 hour process of... So I tell that story all the time as my audio nightmare.
Yes, totally. I feel like I remember now that you say it, like you running around in those long hallways behind the stage and stuff, like up and down the stairs for sure.
So how has Oneida been able to stay a band together for 27 years? I mean, there aren't too many bands in existence that you can say have been together for 27 years.
I know. I think it's just that we like started having an open creative space where we could just kind of fail together. And it was not a critical space. We always were, the priority was always to make things and be productive. And it just, I think just creating the band with that, I mean, it wasn't like this formal, but like a charter in that way was so proved to be so fruitful for us. And it still drives us. Like we're open. We're just open to what's going to happen when we get in the room together. And it's really, really proved out. I mean, we're still here and we're still loving it. I mean, the other thing is perhaps it's not like our source of income. That can be helpful. Although that, even that, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean people won't split up. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, it seems more difficult if you don't have this isn't quite full time, right? You have other jobs and so getting out of town to tour is, I would seem much more tough.
It is with kids and everybody except one guy has children and, you know, other priorities, but it's like one of the main priorities in our lives. So of course it's not above family, but it's like above a lot of other things. And so it's just, I don't know, we've just been able to keep it there somehow, with all the things trying to knock it off the pedestal, I guess.
Yeah, you had a crazy car accident a few years ago. That was one of the things trying to knock it off the pedestal.
Yeah, I did. I was in California and was on my way to the airport at 4 a.m. and got rear-ended by a drunk. It took me out of commission for 6 months. I wasn't sure I would be able to play again. I was in a lot of pain, but actually Oneida had a tour booked. Like, well, we canceled one, but then there was one booked like, I feel like 5-6 months after the accident, and it would just forced me to prepare. I was like, well, I have this commitment, this deadline, and I just have to work to get my body back to do it. I mean, without that, I wonder, honestly. So in a way, yeah, Oneida was there to help my recovery.
And at that point, you also were working on the Man Forever project. You want to tell people what that was?
Yeah, I mean,
or that is, I guess.
Well, it's evolved. Man Forever is just my, I guess, compositional vehicle, let's say. It's my percussion forward project, I guess. Although it's not always exclusively that. It's like just my solo thing. And it's evolved into just my own name, my last name, Culpitz. It's still me. I think it was easily misunderstood, like name called Man Forever. I mean, I never meant it to be a male thing, but of course it comes off that way, maybe. I mean, but I just felt like, you know what? I feel more comfortable like retiring that name. But yes, it's just like a percussion. It's like anything that I'm, in a way, it's like experimental new music, whatever I put my mind to that's kind of centered around my drumming, I guess.
And how do you think Oneida has changed musically over 27 years?
I mean, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody who felt like our career has like a long arc where we started. I mean, we were always like experimental. It was always rock too, you know. In terms of, we started like maybe building from a song foundation, and we've always been making songs. We're not like the most extreme experimental band, but like I think in the last few years we've like returned to songs. We had a number of years that we were just playing abstract, like truly abstract, like arrhythmic, you know, expressive improvisation. It wasn't like a period of the band that really was particularly popular. But we didn't like consciously try to bring it back, bring it home to songs, but we have recently, our last record is very song centered and The record that we finish that's coming out later this year is also that way. So,
what is that called, and what label is that on?
Well, it's coming out on Joyful Noise. I don't think I can announce the title. You know, I think they wanna save that.
There's still some state secrets.
Yeah, exactly. But it's coming out in the summer. Yeah.
And at Avalon, will we maybe hear a little of it?
Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely play songs that are on the record for sure.
Are you playing the abstract things too, or the early things too, or a little of everything, or what is this tour like?
Yeah, so we're going to play we always play certain tunes from our earliest days. I wonder if they were songs we were playing when Free 103 was setting up. maybe. But anyway, yeah, we still touch on stuff from the record Each One Teach One, which came out in 2002, and then Anthem of the Moon, which came out in 2001. We still play the song Sheets of Easter, which is kind of emblematic or of us to some people. It's like a one note, like long, epic kind of rocker. And, but yeah, I think it's going to be mainly new material, but we always play some classics for sure. Abstract, we get into it always makes an appearance, but it's just not like as dominant, let's say.
And you've been playing a couple of these shows with with Skyfur as a band people around here know.
Absolutely. Great band, and we're really thrilled. I think they really wanted us to do a show at the Avalon, so this was their impulse, and this is those folks organized this, and so we're really excited to play there. It's our first time.
And we have a live web stream from all Avalon shows, and we're actually going to, as long as everyone agrees, we're going to have you guys on the FM station 90.7 that night.
Oh, cool.
So you'll have a larger audience than just in the room.
Oh, cool. Sounds awesome. Love it.
All right. We've been speaking with John Culpitz or Kid Millions from Oneida. Anything else you want to tell people about the show Friday, March 8th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill?
Well, it's going to be our first time there. We're going to be, premiering a lot of new tunes, and we'd really love to see y'all.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch. Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success. Next, we're going to hear from Sky Furrows, which is Phil Donnelly on drums, Mike Griffin on guitars, Eric Hardiman on bass, and Karen Schomer on vocals. This is their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose, and we're going to listen to Two Hamlets.
A disembodied speaker, brush dirt off my sweater. Dialogue, exposition, imperative persona. Wipe it out, erase it, deploy predictable patterns. Decorate.